بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Blessing of Islam. Is the greatest blessing that one can imagine. If a Muslim is all alone, on all sides is kufr, disbelief, enemies, and the whole world has ganged up against him, then too there is not no reason for him to feel despaired, despondent and helpless. This is the might of the Iman that he's got. But in spite of being helpless, nothing on his side, he's just got Iman with him. So that is enough. Today, by the peace of Allah Ta'ala, Surah Bani Israel, as well as Surah Kahf, most of it was recited. And in both the surahs, Allah Ta'ala shows the rise of a nation and the fall of a nation. قَدَيْنَا إِلَىٰ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ فِي الْكِتَابِ لَتُفْسِدُنَّ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَّتَيْنِ وَلَتَعْلُنَّ عُلُوًّا كَبِيرًا. It was ordained that you're going to be causing a lot of corruption and you'll be rising up in power. And then how are you going to fall after this? And repeatedly Allah will give you a chance, give you chances to rise up, come right, and again on account of your corruption will you collapse. So this is the message in Surah Bani Israel. Then the innumerable lessons in Surah Kahf from the beginning right to the end. There's no need for you to feel despondent, no matter what. These people of the cave are the only Muslims at the time in that area. And as though the whole world has ganged up against them. The state is against them, people are against them, the country is against them. So they are the only Muslims in the entire area. هَؤُلَاءِ قَوْمٌ اتَّخَذُوا مِنْ دُونِي آلِهَةً. And then they say to themselves, إِنَّهُمْ إِنْ يَسَرُوا عَلَيْكُمْ يَرْجُمُكُمْ. If they gain power over you, they catch you. If they catch you, what they will do? They will stone you to death, or they'll force you back to their former religion. So now they're in such a predicament. In your Saru Alikum, they catch you, they'll kill you, or they'll force you back to their religion. So under the circumstance, what are you doing? What you are supposed to be doing? So what you do is look for a refuge. Is it the world to move? So you look, a refuge would mean an Imani friendly place. Wherever you can find a place, a country, a mountain, whatever, that's Imani friendly. You can practice your deen freely. Whatever you want to do, your namaz, your azan, your roza, your zakat. So whatever you want to do for deen, that you can practice and unchecked. Nobody will do anything. So a Muslim is supposed to be thinking in this way, that I must be practicing my deen freely. Either he lives in a place where there is no obstruction in his deen, and if he can't do that, then he makes an effort to make the place imani friendly. Like the police jamaat is doing, or they do. The least that they do is to make the entire area imani friendly. They come, they do their work, and in a few days you'll find there's notable changes in all of them. People that went coming to the masjid, now they come to masjid. Children not attending madrasa, they come to madrasa. There are no ulama in that area, this ulama has come up. Women are not clad correctly now, they get the right type of clothing. So there's a whole activity now. So either you go into an iman friendly area, and if you can't do that, then you work towards an environment that is imani friendly. So that becomes the duty of any Muslim and every Muslim. Whether you're living in New Zealand or Zululand, whether you're living in Holland or Basutu land, whichever land you're living in, right? Whether you're living in Swaziland or you're living in any other country, that's your motto, that's a theme, that's how you will live. I must make the place imani friendly. Whatever it takes, you must do it. So if every Muslim puts his mind in place, then you see in a few days things will happen. Things will change around. What people desire, that the transformation must come overnight. No, that doesn't happen. Normally it doesn't happen. Overnight, it's over a period. إِلَيْهِ يَسْعَدُ الْكَلِمُ الطَّيِّبُ وَالْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ يَرْفَعُ. Good deeds, they rise up. Right? والعمل الصالح إليه يصعد كلمة طيب. The kalima of purity, the word of purity reaches Allah Ta'ala, that is the kalima tayyiba. It ascends to Allah Ta'ala. But then what raises it up? What elevates it? The thing that elevates it is your action. One is the kalima and then your action. Your deeds, your conduct, your behavior. So what raises it, what elevates it, is your behavior. Right. So your concern is you want power. مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ الْعِزَّةِ فَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ جَمِيعًا. Before this verse, إِلَيَّ صَلُّ الْعَلِيمُ, this is what Allah Ta'ala says, مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ الْعِزَّةِ فَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ جَمِيعًا. You want honor, you want might. Izzah can refer to honor, it can refer to might, control, power. So if you want might and control, you want power and glory, then there's a way. Because might and control belongs to Allah Ta'ala altogether. It's His. Say what you want and do what you want, but power and might is entirely in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and nobody shares it with Him. He's got the control. But then how do you get this power? How do you get this might? إِلَيْهِ يَسْعَدُ الْكَلِمُ الطَّيِّبُ وَالْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ يَرْفَعُ. When the kalima of purity comes from Allah ta'ala, but what elevates it is your good deeds. It's not just words, but your good deeds. Now, if there is a percentage of good deeds, good words, kalima, and good works to elevate it. It reaches a certain point, and when it reaches a certain point, it activates the might. You know, the might you're asking for is activated. So this is the qaida, this is the law. You must reach a certain point. When you reach the point, then you will activate things. If you haven't reached that point, you will not activate. Mankana, see, look again. Mankana yuridul izzata, falillahi izzatu jamia. It belongs to him entirely. And then again it says, ilayhi yas'alul kalimat tajibu wal amalu salihu yarfa'u. It comes to Allah Ta'ala. And then Allah Ta'ala decides. Right? For this decision to pass, that action and that kalima needs to reach a certain limit. When it reaches a certain limit, then things happen. Now, we just want it to happen, it doesn't work like that. It's a law, this is how it works. And this whole world, you see, it is governed by certain laws, right? Isn't it? If it's raining and you don't want to be wet, so you need to have an umbrella or a raincoat, right? So there's a certain law. It is within the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala that in spite of the rain, you still don't become wet. But does that happen? No, it doesn't happen. It is the law of Allah Ta'ala that if you put your hand in the fire, you'll burn. But Allah Ta'ala can make it such that you get into the fire and nothing happens. But this is the law. See? Understand, this is the law and this is an exception. This is the law, this is the exception. It's a law of Allah Ta'ala. If you are feeling cold and you put on warm clothes or you sit in a warm place, heater, etc., you feel warm. So Allah Ta'ala can make you feel warm without all this. Abu Zayfa radiallahu anhu is going on the day of Khandaq in an icy cold winter's night. And he says, I feel, the moment I went, I felt like I was in the oven. So Allah Ta'ala can do it. But that's not the law. It's an exception to the law. So if you want to attract with help of Allah Ta'ala, the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, you want the might, you want the power, and the easy way to charge this is amal salih, good works. Good works must reach Allah Ta'ala, and then favorable conditions will come down. He will grant it to you. And I say, it doesn't happen overnight. It happens with time. Afghanistan came after 30 years. Right? 10 years, they fought against Russia, and 20 years against America, it came. So, these favorable conditions do come, but you have to bring about a certain level of righteousness. Right? So, we are saying, Allah Ta'ala, bring the condition. Bring the condition, and we don't want to do the work. Man tells you, you work for me from the beginning of the month till the end, and I'll remunerate you. And now you go to him and say, remunerate me. And I'll see about the work afterwards. Does it happen? There's not a law. The law is you work and you get remunerated. That's what we're doing with Allah Ta'ala. Give it to me. No, that's not the law. The law is you do the work and then you get remunerated. Whatever work is required of you, you do the work. So that is in Allah's hands, we will do it. In each time we will do it. People are trying a lot of things, just to get some ease, relaxation, and assistance. They do a lot of things. We must fight with people who are working in that respect. But you see, that's not the original way. The original way is do the work. Do the work and things will happen. See, how Allah has promised it in the Quran. وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ. So the promise is you do the work and we'll give you the control. لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ. We'll give you control. But control is after you work. Now, you want the control without the work. How does it happen? Work, you bring about a certain level of work and will remunerate you. You didn't do all, but do a good percent. Do a good percent of the work and we'll remunerate you, we'll see you. See that? Let's look at the verse again. وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لِيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ. That we'll remunerate you. We'll give it to you. But then do the work. Again, insisting on another one. Give it to us and don't ask us to do the work. That's not the work, not the qaida. وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لِيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فَوَاسْتَخْلَفَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ وَلَيُمَكِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ. And the approved deen, you will see that the approved deen is settled. In other words, the system of Allah Ta'ala is settled. But what you need to do is to ensure that you do the work. So, in this day and age, if there is any youth that is worth his salt, you want to see he is working in the right direction or not. He's working in conformity with this verse. وَعَدُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Doing the good work and Allah will bring the condition. He'll give it to you. But are you doing it? Are we doing the good work? That's the question. But you see, we want those favorable conditions, but we don't want to discuss the work. How does it happen? Allah says, alright, you need to fulfill, you need 100%, do some good percentage. If you do a good percentage of the work, I will see to it that you will have the glory, you will have the power, you will have the might. So, this world is governed by certain laws. And if you only understand that, it's just a matter of time to understand that there are certain laws that govern the world, right? Right. We say, for example, we say, sugar sweetens, right? Doesn't it sweeten? Isn't that the quality of sugar, property of sugar? You add it to water or something, it becomes sweet. Doesn't it? So, in a tank of, say, 20,000 liters, you add half teaspoon sugar. Will it make any difference? I say, well, no, I did something good now. I make it sweet. Are you talking sensibly? You bring proportionate amount of sugar and you get the sweetness. So that's the law. That's the qaida. You do it and you get it. Do it and you get it. So if a reasonable percentage of Muslims do the work, even not all, but do work, do some good work. And you see how Allah will turn things around. Sometimes over, this is the day it happens. Let's turn to Allah Ta'ala. But we need that percentage. So that's why I say, this day and time, what's needed? Need is to bring about the percent of work. To activate the type of result. You have to activate a certain result. Even glory, even power, even might, right? So bring about a certain amount and you'll get it. So this is the kind of Allah Ta'ala. وَلَيُمَكِّنَنَّهُمْ دِينَهُمُ الَّذِينَ اتَّضَى لَهُمْ وَلَيُبَدِّلَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ خَوْفِهِمْ أَمْنًا. And after fear had gripped you, Allah Ta'ala replaced the fear with peace and security. So this is how the plan of Allah Ta'ala works. We work in different ways. There was one student here, around 1989, 90 somewhere, or 91 somewhere. His name was Bashir Evans. So he was from Port Elizabeth. So just the pre-election was 94. So pre-election, and a lot of people were doing jihad training and all these type of things, you know. So a lot of training was carrying on. Port Elizabeth and everywhere, a lot of things was carrying on. And after the election, everything just stopped. So now, he had a little bit of a sense of humor. So I asked him, Bashir, how's it now in PE? How's the action and the training? And all stopped now. Why? He's telling me, perhaps they're waiting for the next election. So, a little bit of humor, but that's the fact. Once something, then we'll respond. But that's not the qaida, that's not the plan of Allah. Allah's plan is, you do the work. Do the work, and we'll remunerate you. Now the thing is, we can't understand the link. What? Taking up guns, arms, all that we can understand. But doing good work, and that good work transforming into control and power, that we can't see the link. Because we can't see the link, therefore you're not going that way. That is, we believe that Allah makes it happen. When you believe that He makes it happen, then fear on what will make it happen. If you want, you can make it happen and override. Over and you can bring them up. Just in a second, in a moment, it happens. Person that is sitting in bridges, and the next moment he is in jail. Right? And the person that is in jail is risen up to power. Don't you see this? All so many years in prison, and suddenly he rises to power. Another person, so many years in riches, wealth, and power, and then he's in prison. This happens. So this is Allah Ta'ala's way. He turns the tables around. تِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. So understand the plan of Allah Ta'ala, how He works, and follow the plan. Follow the plan, you get things working. Now you want it to happen, like I said, you have 20,000 liters of water, and you want to add half a teaspoon of sugar, and you want results. How will it happen? This verse, again, just think about it repeatedly. وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ. You give it. But then you bring about that action. Now that youngster that wants to see action, wants to see things, they must cooperate in this. Cooperate in what? In promoting good deeds. Within your capacity, how much you can do, promoting it, stopping bad and doing good. How much you can do? Everybody does it. You see a thing like Badr. Badr, imagine, they're walking into war with just 8 swords. Can you imagine? Against an enemy, 1,000 strong, armed to the teeth, right? There you were only 8 swords, or sticks and stones. Can you march into war with that? But when there was conformity in that action, in that war there was conformity, this group, unarmed, ill-equipped, وَأَنْتُمْ أَذِلَّ. But how Allah allowed them just to turn it around. See that? How Allah make it happen. So, the address to the youth is, do this thing there. Promote. See how you will do it. the second mustn't pass, the third mustn't pass, that that's not your figure. So don't think about how small and how young you are. Tariq bin Ziyad is a youngster, 17, 18. He also has aspirations and everything else, right? Yeah, there's aspiration, like how youth would have aspirations. But he just goes and conquers a European country, turns it around. And Muslims rule over that place for 900 years. One person, youngster, young, what he can do. So that youth has got the energy on his side, aspirations in his side. He's got a drive in him. But just the drive and the aspiration must be directed. If directed, then you see wonders. Misdirected, then you're adding greater confusion. You don't have a direction. You've got the power, but no direction. You got a gun, imagine. But you've got no direction. You want to kill your old folks. Kill your old folks. No direction. But you got the gun, and you got the direction. What you can do. So this is what love was. Just have a direction. What you're doing, have a direction. And you see how love will work things out for you. Right? Like I say, you've got the gun, you've got power. But no direction. Then what happens? The same thing becomes a disaster for you. Why? Because no direction. It's got no direction, no understanding, no one to lead it, so that becomes a disaster. So your life becomes a disaster. Your wealth becomes a disaster. The energy within you becomes a disaster. Why? There's no direction. But to the contrary, if that energy is directed right, time is directed right, you are supervised. Now you see that the young boy, young person, 18 years, 20 years, is directed right. His behavior is right. His ways are right. He's got a direction, and he can bring about a whole revolution in the country. So if every person, a young person, middle age, every person thinks right, irrespective of your numbers being equipped, etc., etc., you will bring it up, or you will work towards the cause. So one is you are bringing it up, and one is working towards the cause. When you're working towards the cause, then you're not selfish. But I must see the result. No, the results can come in your life, can come after you. But because you were working towards the cause, right? So the results are going to come, you will have a share of it. Within your lifetime or after your life. You work towards the cause, the result comes in time. When the results come in time, you will get a share of the reward. So sometimes you're alive, sometimes you're not alive, but you will definitely get the reward for it. Allah Barakatuh Fi Jazakumullah.
Mawlid Wan is requested to come to the front and make the dua.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آله سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا راد لما قضيت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم إن عذابها كان غراما إنها ساءت مستقرا ومقاما. ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. اللهم ارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك. اللهم سلمنا لرمضان وسلم رمضان لنا وسلمه لنا متقبلا. اللهم لا ملجأ ولا منجأ منك إلا إليك. اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم ربنا اغفر لنا وارحمنا وعافنا واعف عنا. اللهم اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولمشايخنا ولمن له حق علينا ولمن أوصانا بالطاعة. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك من نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك من نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.